Hi, this is Larry London. Welcome to Border Crossings. And it's not often that we get a chance to talk to a freshman in high school, but that is the case today. We're talking with Nick Hill-Baga, who is a musician. He's a songwriter, and he's also been called a prodigy. Nick Hill, welcome to Border Crossings.
Thank you for having me. It's great. It's great to meet you.
At 14, how does it feel to be called a prodigy?
It's pretty crazy. It's definitely kind of a weird thing. Mm-hmm. I just love making music. Call me whatever you want. I just want to be known as a musician.
So. Right. And I saw that. I mean, I was watching a video of you recently performing at a baseball game or something like that, a football game. You were there, and I think it was in Seattle where you're from.
Yeah, it was the Winter Classic. It was an outdoor hockey game that happens once a year, and the Kraken were playing the Golden Knights, and mm-hmm. I was chosen to play the national anthem. So
Was that nerve wracking? Because I know there's an echo in a stadium.
Yeah, it's a little bit different, but I had monitors, so the echo wasn't too bad. But there's definitely a crowd of people, and.
Yeah. Was that the biggest crowd you've performed for so far?
Yeah.
Well, everybody I heard cheering, you know, you did the national anthem on the guitar, and it was fantastic. So as a guitarist, who would you say is the best guitar? Name the top three guitarists in the business of all time.
Probably, I really like the blues, so B.B. King, Eddie Van Halen, Jimi Hendrix. Three big ones.
Wow. Those are great folks to role model, I'll tell you. Now, how did you get interested in the guitar? What was it that drew you to the electric guitar?
So I've loved music my whole life. And I started playing piano when I was younger. And I didn't really love it. And after I quit the piano, I decided I kind of want to learn the guitar. And someone taught me a few chords, and I kind of just played with it from there. And now, I kind of snowballed.
Yeah, well, you play it very, very well. And we'll get more into what your future goals and aspirations are, because you're only 14 years old. You know, my gosh, you see, very young. How's high school going your freshman year? Is it a big adjustment?
Yeah. High school's going good. There's definitely a lot more work, and we had finals for the first time, which is a
new thing.
It's a new thing, yeah. And I got to wake up at 6 o'clock every morning to be at school for the jazz band.
Wow,
I'm part of that. So yeah, it's a lot of fun though.
Now, what's your favorite subject in school?
I really like biology. I think that's. I really like my teacher too. He's a fun guy.
Well, that's a great subject, especially in high school when you get to actually dissect real things. So that'll be fun whenever that comes your way. We've got Nick Hill-Baga, who's with us here on Border Crossings, and you're going to do a song for us right now. What's the first song you're going to perform?
Yeah, the first song is called Hotter. It's an original song that I wrote. It was my first single.
All right, let's check out Nick Hill-Baga on Border Crossings.
Driving me crazy. People telling me it's never enough. Who's going to save me? I just want to live my life and not be insane. If I can't get out of here, I might go insane. It's getting hotter, hotter, hotter till the temperature breaks. Boy, you know that you're making such a big mistake. Hotter, hotter till the temperature breaks, boy. You know that you're making such a big mistake. I'm not gonna cross your line, you're just gonna change it. That's just one thing I can't stand, and you keep complaining. There's so much to do and there's so much to say. Why are you still standing there? Get out of my getting hotter, hotter, hotter till the temperature breaks, boy. You know that you make it such a big mistake. Hotter, hotter till the temperature breaks, boy. You know that you make it such a big mistake. Oh, you make it such a big mistake. Oh, it's getting hotter, hotter, hotter till the tension breaks, boy. You know that you're making such a big mistake. Hotter, hotter till the tension breaks, boy. You know that you're making such a big mistake.
Well, that song is called Hotter. It's Nick Hill-Baga, who is with us here on Border Crossings today, and he's only 14. Do you get tired of hearing that from people? He's 14. He's 14. They make it all about your age.
No, it's all right. It's I don't think age really matters in music, and you could be 5, 80, 14, it doesn't matter. It's music kind of speaks for itself. So
I like that outlook. That's a very healthy outlook. But at the same time, only 14, you can't write about love based on a lengthy experience. You may have love, but it's certainly, at 14, you better not have a lot of love experiences. So when you start writing music, where do you get your ideas from?
I start getting my ideas from just people around me, my experiences, and like if there's like an occasion that happens or like something that happens that I feel very strongly about or something that triggers an emotion that I feel strongly about, I kind of hone that emotion and put it into like lyrics or a guitar riff, and that kind of ultimately makes a song. So...
And you wrote your first song, I think, at 10, if I'm not mistaken. You started the guitar at 9, and you wrote a song at 10. Do you look back at that song you wrote 4 years ago and say, what was I thinking? Or do you still think it's pretty cool stuff?
It's definitely cool to look back at, like, kind of how I've come along as a musician and how I've grown and kind of developed. So. Mm-hmm.
And what's the best advice you ever got in your life, and who gave it to you?
Aaron Jones gave me this advice. He's a musician, and he told me just practice, practice, practice.
Right, and that's great. I mean, and so beyond playing the national anthem at a sports event, do you do club shows, even though you're not old enough to drink? Where do you perform?
I've played at the Crocodile in Seattle. It's funny. Like you have to, there's like this whole like process with like underage artists, because you're not like technically supposed to have younger people in clubs. But yeah, I played in different clubs, different like places around Seattle.
Well, you got a while to wait before you can have a drink legally, so
yeah.
But we've got Nick Hill-Baga here on Border Crossings. Where is your family from? What is the ethnicity of Baga?
Yeah, we are Indian. My dad was born in New Delhi, and then he came to Toronto when he was a year old. My mom's family is originally from Kerala, and their family moved to Michigan, and then they met in Seattle.
Oh, well, namaste to you. I know we're broadcasting all around the world and in 100 different countries, and that includes India, who are also tuned in right now. Have you been to India?
No, but I want to go. We are planning on going sometime in the near future.
There's a lot of great movies, you know, Bollywood, and a lot of great music that comes out of India. It's really a great place for talent, for musicians too. If you go back, I'm sure you'll be able to book some gigs. And what's your next song that you're going to do for us?
The next song is the newest single I have. It's called Sorry Not Sorry.
Sorry Not Sorry. What's it about?
It's about someone saying like they're going to do something and just half promises.
All right. Sorry Not Sorry. Nick Hill-Baga on Border Crossings.
I'm running, I'm falling. what you need. Why do you do this to me? Why, oh, just let my chains free? Why, oh, do you do this to me? Sorry, not sorry. I'm stuck in a purple haze. Yeah, I'm done with all these games. I need you to see what I became. You left me in the ashes, but here I remain. Why? To me, why, oh, just let my chains free. Why, oh, do you do this to me? Sorry, not sorry. Sorry, not
Crossings. Nick Hillbaga, that is Sorry Not Sorry, and it's performed by Nick Hill, who is just 14 years old, already writing songs, big plans, maybe a tour. You thinking about doing a tour?
Hopefully, yeah. It would be great if I could meet somebody and just kind of have them take me under their wing and just kind of take me along.
That would be great if your parents would give you permission to stay up past your bedtime.
Yeah.
To do a gig somewhere or a tour. So you were busking at an early age.
Yeah.
You were out there. For those that don't know what busking is, you were on the street doing your music thing, guitar box open, and hope that people go by and throw a little bit of coinage in.
Yeah. I love to busk in Pike Place Market. It's a great community, and it's a great place to be. There's a lot of action always. Mm-hmm. And it's just really fun.
Mm-hmm. And you love Seattle, I can tell. You love where you are.
Yeah.
You love your city. Well, I was there once upon a time myself, and it is a beautiful place. And I know that you got a great football team who just got a new coach.
So yeah.
I don't know if you're into sports or not, but
Oh,
you like sports. Do you play sports?
I played lacrosse for a little bit, and then I broke my arm and I wasn't able to play guitar. So I decided to
put the lacrosse stick down and keep the guitar in your hands. That's great. That's a great idea. So when you are writing songs, where do the images come from? Are they things you observe in life? Are they things around you that inspires you?
I write my own songs, and a lot of them are just about experiences and kind of taking it and forming it into a song that can kind of speak to many things.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of taking my personal experiences and trying to generalize it for a bigger audience. So
you must be a superstar at school, I guess.
I played at the assemblies before. It's a lot of fun.
Wow. Well, see, everybody's going to be able to say, I knew Nick Hill when, you know, once you get discovered and signed and start releasing multi-platinum records and all that fun stuff. What is on your wish list? What do you hope to have happen in the next year to 5 years, let's say? We'll narrow the span.
Yeah, definitely. I think in the next year to 5 years, I think I want to open for a band at one of the stadiums in Seattle. I think that's a fair goal. And it's good because just to have something that I can keep like pushing myself for and kind of wake up every day with the purpose.
Mm-hmm. Would you want to be in a band? Because I know that B.B. King, one of your idols, wasn't really part of a band. He did his own thing on the guitar and, you know, he had backup musicians behind him playing the drums or whatever, but it wasn't a band. It was called B.B. King. So what is your hope?
I don't know. I kind of want to experiment. And I played with a drummer before. And, yeah, we were good friends. And he moved up to he moved up because of college. And now I'm looking for drummers, so mm-hmm. or a bassist or another guitarist. So just playing with other musicians and kind of see where it goes.
All right. Well, maybe you'll get some email from people around the world in Kuwait or Nigeria that want to be in your band and play drums for you. Nick Hillbaga is our guest today. Do you have an album coming out? I know you've got a new single, which we just played, but do you have a new album coming out?
Yeah. So this next song is a single that's going to come out and shortly after an EP. And I have an album out. It's called Leap of Faith. And it's on all streaming platforms.
That's amazing that, you know, I mean, 14 and you're already working on your second album. That's kind of, how do you fit school into that? I mean, are you homeschooled or no, you're not homeschooled. You go to high school. So how is that working out?
I mean, you just got to kind of balance it. And I'm trying my hardest in school.
I've got a 14-year-old son at home and his big thing is video games.
Yeah. Same with my little brother.
Yeah. Your little brother, but no, you're more in the art side.
Yeah. I definitely do like to play a little video game. So I play NHL 23 or mm-hmm. I want to get 24, but
Well, that's great. All right. So you got us excited now, the new EP, this first song off the new EP, you're going to do it here. It's a worldwide exclusive because the world hasn't heard this. It hasn't been released yet. What's the name of the song?
It's called Never Meant It.
Never Meant It. And we'll find out more about the song with Nick Hillbaga, Never Meant It, on Border Crossings. Call me your blood.
should be happy, but it feels so wrong. Hey, well, everyone is having fun and shooting for the stars. I'm the only one who will be dancing in the dark. Hey,
watching Border Crossings, Never Meant It from Nick Hillbag. What is that song about? What is it you never meant?
So that song is about people didn't invite me to this party, and they played my song over the speakers, and I saw it on like a video online. So it was just kind of about that kind of feeling, like you feel like crap, and it's just like, but they were listening to my music. So
yeah, it's like, well, I'm not cool enough to come, but I'm cool enough to play.
Yeah.
That's good. I like that. That's very interesting. So where's the strangest place or the strangest, most unusual subject matter that ever inspired a song for you?
Maybe my siblings.
They fit into the realm of strange influences, your siblings.
Yep, yep. Definitely strange.
Well, I thought maybe you'd write a song about biology because you said you like biology. The biology bop. That's cool. So who do you want to work with? If you could name five musicians you want to work with, living or dead, who would they be?
John Mayer, Stevie Ray Vaughan, then probably B.B. King, Eddie Van Halen, Jimi Hendrix.
All right. And those are all rock artists. I mean, you love rock and roll, B.B. King blues, but the rest of them, Eddie Van Halen and things like that, that's rock and roll. And you're in a jazz band too. So what's your favorite genre of music?
I don't know. I don't really have a favorite. I like to listen to everything. It really depends on the day. Like, I listen to everything. Like, I even listen to a little rap, a little bit of blues, rock, jazz, just everything.
Mm-hmm. And I don't know. Did you get exposed to the classic rock sounds by your parents? Were they the ones who influenced that?
So my dad introduced me to the band U2, and they've kind of been a very like big band in my life. And we got to see them at the Sphere on opening night. And yeah, I just kind of grew up listening to U2, and then I started discovering other bands like on my own, just kind of exploring and diving into this world of music. So,
And when he mentions the Sphere, that is a new concert venue in Las Vegas. It's attracting an awful lot of attention, big name stars. And one of the weird, unique, special things about it, you can project on the outside of the building. It's got this big, you can see things that it's kind of cool. It plus is a round shape or circumference is a little bit round, but we've got Nick Hillbaga on the program today. And so you've done three songs. We'll slip in a fourth one. Since you did a fourth one for us, what is the song you're going to do next?
I think I'll do About a Girl. It's a Nirvana song. I really love Nirvana. Seattle band, Kurt Cobain. It's just a great song.
All right, that sounds great. We're going to check it out right now. Nikhil Bagga here on Border Crossings.
But you have a clue to give an inch while you hang me out to dry, but I can't see you every night free. I'm standing in your light to hope you have the time. I do keep a day with you, take care of any trial. You hang me out to dry, but I can't see you.
Nikhil Bagga on Border Crossings is our guest. And wow, that was an interesting song. And so you say that was a Nirvana tune?
Yeah, it's from their first album, Bleach. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was a really big song. They performed it on MTV Unplugged, and I don't know, I just really love it.
Mm-hmm. So what happens if you become a multimillionaire and you become so successful and popular, and will you still go to college, or will it change your plans?
I'm not sure. I've got to think about it. We were actually, me and my dad were having a conversation, because I really like to debate, and I thought law would be cool to pursue as law as well as music. It's kind of, I don't know. I got to figure it out. So
yeah. It's still early for you, and you've had one album and a new EP. When's the EP coming out?
Probably after the single comes out. The single will probably come out in late February, early March, and then the EP shortly after.
Oh, does the EP have a name yet?
No, I'm still working on it.
Give me your five choices or three choices. What are your top choices?
I'll tell you. I might name it the name of the single, like it's kind of the same name. So.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, that would be cool. Or just call it Nikhil Bagga, unless that was the name of your first album. But thank you for being on the show. And, you know, I'm sure there's a lot of people around the world who are very impressed with what they've heard and seen today on the show. Where can people find you and reach out to you? Social media sites?
Yeah, you can find me on Instagram, YouTube, TikTok, and then just on all like streaming platforms like Spotify, Apple Music, Pandora, all mm-hmm. of them.
And all under Nikhil Bagga?
Yeah, Nikhil Bagga.
All right. Does Nikhil mean something?
It means complete in Sanskrit. That's what my parents told me.
I love it. That's beautiful. That's such a nice story. Okay, well, thank you very much, Nikhil Bagga,
for
being
me.
On Border Crossings. It's been a pleasure to meet you. And, you know, you come with a gold seal of approval from the VOA director, who actually is the one who told me about you. So you already got a fan at VOA who's the director of VOA. So thank you for doing this for us. Thanks for sparing the time. And thanks for leaving school early to join us. I know you cut out a class to do this, and I hope to talk to you again in the near future.
Yeah, definitely. It was a blast.
Thank you. Nick Hillbaga is the name of our guest. My name is Larry London, and you're watching Border Crossings on VOA TV.